Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they share the biblical process of sowing and reaping that's available to every believer. When you sow God's way, you reap His results.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with me today, and we're having a rules of reaping message.
That's
here.
That's right.
Ooh. You sow, but you want to reap too, don't you? I do. I like to reap.
I do. Gloria, we're in a time where so much is going on.
Yes.
So much is happening in this ministry that we need to get aggressive about reaping our harvest.
I agree, George. I've been feeling that myself.
You gave that word at this year's board meeting, because I was listing out all of the different things that we have to do and all of the different, not just the things around here, mm-hmm. the equipment, the repairs, all of that that needs to be done, but as well as the vision. And we have come to a place where we believe that we can accomplish whatever has to be done, infrastructure and the vision at the same time. And that's the way you have to be.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking, well, we need to repair this or we need to get that. You need to reap your harvest. You need to call in the harvest that you have. If you've sown seed and you're a tither, then you qualify.
Yeah.
You qualify for a harvest. And Gloria, people don't realize how important the harvest is. And the fact that we are the ones to harvest.
Yes, that's right.
We have to do that. That's our job. We sow the seed, God gives the increase, and we're the ones that put the sickle in
and we
reap the harvest.
That's right.
So that's what Gloria and I are talking about over these 2 weeks. All of the notes are available to you, kcm.org. Just click onto the picture of Gloria and me, and you can receive not only the notes for these 2 weeks, but you can receive all of the notes for all of the teachings that we've done since 2000. We started this in 2006, I believe it was. And so we've been teaching on prosperity here for a long time.
Think of how valuable it is, would be to teach this to your, not just your children, but your grandchildren.
To pass that along
yeah.
to them.
Don't you wish my grandfather had
a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we have to teach that. The laws that govern supernatural abundance and prosperity belong to us. And as we found out yesterday, Keith Moore had given us a word from the Lord many years ago. This was 1999 during the 30 Days of Glory meetings that we had. And so the Lord was displeased. He said, you're good at sowing, but you have not been good at reaping. And he said, I want you to get real good at reaping. That's in yesterday's.
Okay.
This is today.
I want to be sure and get that.
Yeah, that was, I've got it here somewhere.
This, is it?
But anyway, that's what the Lord said to us through that word. And so what I did, here's what I did, Gloria. As a result of that, Brother Keith had a series that he taught back then called Rules of Reaping, Rules of Reaping. So I went, back then they were on tape, so mm-hmm. I ordered the tapes through Brother Keith. Now you can just go to More Life Ministries and look up their archive, and all of his teaching is on there. So if you look up his archive and you look up Rules of Reaping or anything really that has to do with harvest, you can get the same teaching as well. And what we're going to do today is I'm taking the essence of what he taught, Rules of Reaping, and we're going to cover it here in this one day.
Okay.
So there are rules of reaping that we need to know about and that we need to abide by. And first of all, if you look at the top of the page there, Gloria, in Proverbs 10:5, the first rule of reaping is not automatic. It's not automatic. And I like what Brother Keith said some years ago. He said, to a farmer, the harvest is not going to jump from the field into the barn.
That's right.
It's not going to work that way. With Pop and the peaches,
yep.
those peaches are not going to jump off the tree. No, they'll just stay there. So reaping is not automatic. A wise youth harvests in the summer, but one who sleeps during harvest is a disgrace. There are several things in this scripture, Gloria, that need to be pointed out. First of all, a wise youth harvests in the summer. That's wisdom. Wisdom says, harvest what you have sown. That's wise. It is wise to do that. It will produce the results for those who are wise to harvest. But one who sleeps during harvest is a disgrace.
Amen. That very wise woman, Gloria Copeland, she said, you can't sleep and harvest
at the same time. That's right.
It can't
be done. You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
You've got to reap it.
When it's talking about sleeping there, it's talking about not acting on the word.
Yeah.
Not being a doer of the word. We have to be a doer of the word. And there are certain things that we are responsible for. We are responsible for sowing the seed. That's what we do. We do that in church every Sunday, Wednesday. We do it with other ministries and entities. We sow. But we have to realize that the harvest part of it is not automatic. It's not going to happen like that. There are some things that we have to do.
That's right.
The Message translation of that scripture said, go fishing during harvest. That's stupid. That's what the Message says.
Oh, I see. I was looking in the wrong place.
Go fishing during harvest.
Mm-hmm.
That is stupid. Harvesting takes effort on our part.
Yes, it does.
You cannot sleep to your harvest. And what you just quoted there from yourself, you can't sleep and harvest at the same time. So reaping is not automatic.
No.
It's not something that just happens. And that's why people get frustrated, Gloria. That's how they get into a place where they say, well, I guess it's not working for me. I guess my seed is not producing.
We want our car to be automatic. We want our washer to be automatic, our dryer to be automatic, our dishwasher to be automatic. And I like that too. But reaping
is not automatic.
You're going to have to put some faith in it.
Yes, well, you said it right there. We have to reap the same way we get anything in the kingdom of God, and that is by faith.
By faith.
We do it by faith.
That's right.
And we call in the harvest by faith. Of course, as we go along in this series, we'll get into more detail about exactly how to do that. And we'll even talk about harvesting angels and sending our angels out there to reap in the harvest.
Don't miss any of the broadcasts coming up.
Oh, these are all important. So reaping is not automatic. And do you see that Proverbs 6:6-8?
Yes.
There, read that, Gloria, from the Message.
You lazy fool.
Oh.
look at an ant. Watch it closely. Let it teach you a thing or two. Nobody has to tell it what to do. All summer it stores up food. At harvest it stockpiles provisions. And then Galatians 6:7 says, don't be deceived, God's not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
We read, first of all, that first one you read about look at an ant, watch it closely.
Mm-hmm. They're busy.
Yeah, they are busy. And they store up food in the summertime. And at harvest, it stockpiles provisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So God is telling us there, you need to study the ant. The ant harvests. We are responsible for doing the same thing. And I just so appreciate the word that Gloria gave to us earlier this year about we need to get real aggressive at harvesting. You know, there's a difference. When you add the element of the word aggressive, it just really says something differently, doesn't it?
Everything steps up.
Yes, it steps up the pace. Things are moving quicker.
Yeah.
You're applying your faith not in a passive
way.
We're not sluggards about this.
They sleep. A sluggard, doesn't it say a sluggard sleeps during harvest?
Mm-hmm.
We are not sluggards.
We're not sluggards. Mm-mm. So we are actively and aggressively reaping our harvest. That's why around here, and as I've shared before, we have so many things that we're believing for. There's a lot that we're believing for. When you have a ministry for 50 years, there are some things that need to be replaced.
Yes, there are.
Some things that need to be painted, carpet that needs to be replaced,
wallpaper,
and so forth. So I'm just going through the whole place, every place, and we're bringing it up to speed. I'll be talking to you soon about decor, because there's some decor that needs to be changed around this place. But then on top of that, we have the vision. And we're believing for the Gulfstream 550.
Yes.
We're believing for being on every available voice.
Yes.
Believing for the revival capital of the world, 10 million souls, $1 million a day.
Amen.
We're believing for $1 million a day. And by the way, just before we began this broadcast, Dale Mock, our lighting director for many years, came up to me. He had his phone in his hand. He said, Pastor George, he said, you need to break down $1 million a day like this. He said, that breaks down to $12 a second.
$12 a second.
So
here's $12.
$12 a second. All so right. That's what it takes. But all of these things that we're believing for, Gloria, for a 10,000 seat facility here and a healing and miracle center and everything, all of the vision.
And the reason things are so critical is I believe the time is short.
You are right.
We've got to.
You're right.
We have to get the crop in.
Yep. You know something?
Before the rains come.
I believe you are so right about that. I sense that on the inside of me. Of course, I've been here. This is my 41st year with you.
You're too young to be here 41 years.
I was very young when I came. But I have, in all of my born years, in all of my years here.
Born days.
Born days.
He's a Yankee. He doesn't know how to say this.
That's right. Anyway, I have.
But he's catching on real quick.
I am. I'm a fast learner. I see such an acceleration, not only here, but in the body of Christ in general.
Praise God.
I mean, things are moving
on. That's encouraging.
Really, really fast. And I believe you're right. I believe the time is short, and I believe that we have to reap in this harvest quickly to get everything done that needs to be done. You need to reap the harvest. There are things that you need, things that you're believing for. Get aggressive about it. Yeah. Lay hold of it. Take it. Take that word receive in Mark 11, as we
believe
all know.
Believe you receive
when you pray is to take it with a grip that cannot be shaken off.
Praise
to
God.
Literally reach out and possess it and take it. Well, we have to do the same thing about harvesting.
Amen.
And that is what the Lord has led me to do here, is taking the word that you gave us and get real aggressive about harvesting.
Praise God. I want to hear that.
Because there is much that we need. But harvesting, reaping is not automatic. We learned that first point from Brother Keith. And then the second point is reaping is our responsibility. Reaping is your responsibility. And in Mark chapter 4, verse 26, and I can read this to you, Gloria. In Mark 4, 26, it says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. See, Jesus used the analogy between a farmer and spiritual seed and the word seed. He used those together. So there's so much we can learn about. Even we've talked about Pop's peaches.
Yeah.
And so much how that applies to a spiritual application of this. Well, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed in the ground, or in present day time, we could say, you remember when Pop would put seed in the ground? Well, there you go. And he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He doesn't know how. That seed is working, though. And I really believe that there are things that we can do, which I have a teaching next week that we'll do on how to maximize your harvest.
Good.
Sounds good. To get more out of your harvest. I'll bet you that Pop knew that. I'll bet you that he knew
absolutely
what it took to get a good peach harvest.
He did good.
I don't know who taught him. I never thought about that.
Well,
I don't know where he learned that.
I don't know either. Tell you the truth.
But somehow, some way, he learned about this. And I would say that he was very good.
He was very good.
With peaches.
Yes, he was.
There were things that he did.
You can't imagine how good those peaches were right off the tree. Hallelujah.
Well, let me ask you this question. Would one peach taste differently than say, another guy down the street who would grow peaches? Mm. Did they have the same taste?
Well, one peach could have worms in it, and another peach could have brown rot, and another peach could be perfect.
So Pop would protect the...
Pop knew how to make them perfect.
He would protect the harvest. He'd make them perfect.
Yeah.
He would make them perfect.
Of course, you could have things like hail that would ruin your crop and different things, but...
Yeah.
They were... And then they'd grade them. When they brought them to the shed, there'd be number ones and number twos, and then overripes.
So what we're looking for is number one harvest.
We want a number
one.
Yeah, that's right.
Bumper crop harvest. That's right. That's what we're looking for.
That's good.
And in this, the earth, it said, and he should sleep and rise up night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He doesn't know how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, mm-hmm. then the ear, and the full corn in the ear. When the fruit is brought forth, in other words, when the fruit is ripe, immediately he puts in the sickle.
Yeah.
Because the harvest has come.
Amen. It's time.
He's the
time
one.
Time to reap.
He's the one. So reaping is...
In peaches, it'd be a time to pick.
A time to pick. There you go. In the peach orchard, which I learned that this week, that it's a peach orchard and
You're
not a peach field.
You're doing very well Thank with you. Your southern learning.
I'm learning fast. Here's what Keith did. In his teaching on rules of reaping, he asked these questions. He said, he did a little test. He said, who did the sowing? And the answer was the man. He said, who did the growing? And the answer was God. God gives the increase.
Yeah.
Then he said, who reaped the harvest? The man was the one that reaped the harvest.
That's good.
And verse 29 in the Message translation, it says, when the grain is fully formed, he reaps.
The right time.
He reaps. Mm-hmm. And a farmer does not sit around at harvest time expecting his crops to march out of the field and into the barn by themselves.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't work that way.
At harvest time, things get moving.
Things get moving. Mm-hmm. And the thing about this too, I'll mention this, Gloria. Harvest time, I'm reaping every day. Every day there's harvest.
That's
because
good.
there is so much seed that's out there that we are on a continual...
You know, I need to say that myself every day.
Every day. Every
I'm
day I'm calling in the harvest.
Every day.
And we sow seed every day, we reap harvest. So it's continual.
Yeah.
In any given day, there's a sowing of seed, but there's a reaping of harvest.
Yeah.
There's a sowing of seed and there's a reaping of harvest. So in the rules of reaping, number one, reaping is not automatic. Number two, reaping is our responsibility.
What happens to the peaches if nobody goes and picks them when they're ripe and ready to go?
They'll drop from the field into the field.
Fall into the ground. They'll fall off the tree. They'll rot. And nobody got to eat it.
Nobody got to eat it. No. If, like Laurie Copeland says, if you don't harvest it, you won't taste it.
Did I say that?
You said that.
That's good. I liked it.
So, reaping, number three, reaping requires faith. It requires faith. In Ecclesiastes 11:4, that's point C. Ecclesiastes 11:4 in the Amplified, he who observes the wind and waits for all conditions to be favorable will not sow. And he who regards the clouds will not reap. In other words, this is a person mm-hmm. who's looking at the outward circumstance, situation, and it reminds me of Isaac in Genesis 26. Isaac was in the midst of a famine, and he sowed during that famine.
Yeah.
It was a bad time, but he was supposed to stay there, and he sowed, and what did he do? He reaped the hundredfold.
He didn't wait until everything was perfect.
He didn't wait, no.
He sowed at the proper time.
Yeah. He wasn't, when we get this much, then we'll begin to tithe. No, you tithe now. Or when we get this much, we'll begin to sow. No, you sow right now.
That's right.
And you reap right now.
That's
and
with,
where Isaac was concerned, Gloria, I thought about this, that in, and I've done a study of this before, but in the area that he was in, which was Gerar, the yield of a harvest, a good yield was maybe 30-fold, 50 at the most. During a time of famine, mm-hmm. in this kind of ground...
When it wasn't as good as it was before.
When it wasn't as good, he reaped a 100-fold return. 100-fold return.
That just lets you know that the rules and laws of abundance overcome the natural rules and laws of the world. Overcome. The abundance overcomes the lack.
Yep.
Even if it...
Yep.
Everybody says, well, you know, we're not going to have a good crop this year. The guy right next door just may have a bumper crop because he stayed on his faith and he did what it took. So we say...
Oh, that's good.
...what we want to come to
we
pass.
We say what we... Yeah, we say what we want.
That's right.
We
and
say
we
what
don't
we want.
Say what we don't want.
Wow. Boy, that's, you summed it up right there.
Praise God.
In Ecclesiastes 11:4 in the New Living Translation, farmers who wait for perfect weather will never plant.
Yeah.
If they watch every cloud, they will never harvest. So at harvest
that
time...
says it.
Yeah, at harvest time, if they're looking and they see their storm clouds coming, they won't go out there. They won't do that. But we harvest no matter what's
That's
going
right.
on.
Praise
you harvest
God.
No matter what,
That's right.
no matter what is taking place in your life. We harvest. So we find from the rules of reaping, reaping is not automatic. Reaping is our responsibility, and reaping requires faith.
Read number 3, George, of people who continually say that.
Go ahead. Well, people.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, go, George.
Okay. People who continually look at negative conditions become discouraged and will fail to sow
that
and reap.
That is very, very important not to do.
Not to do.
Yeah.
Not to do.
Glory to God.
I have seen you and Kenneth, again, 41 years I've been here. I've watched this ministry go through all kinds of situations.
Abundance and lack.
Abundance and lack.
Not just lack, but minus lack.
And you have never, you guys have never stopped sowing.
You can't quit sowing. Mm-mm. You can't quit saying. You can't quit believing or you're doomed.
You can't quit sowing.
So don't let the devil talk you out of your harvest.
You can't quit sowing. You can't quit saying. You can't quit believing and you can't quit harvesting.
That's right. We don't quit.
I made a gloryism.
Somebody said, I think it was Ken, he said, we play till we win.
We play till we win. We play till we win.
Hallelujah.
We continually harvest even during the toughest of times.
That's
See if
right.
I can do this really quick. I've been given about 30 seconds here. And in Jeremiah 17, let me read this scripture to you, Gloria. It says, thus saith the Lord in verse 5, cursed is the man that trusts in man that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, mm-hmm. and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat comes, but her leaf shall be green,
Praise
and
God.
Shall not be anxious or worried in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Praise God.
So it does not matter what the conditions
That's
are.
Right.
You sow and you reap.
Don't quit.
Don't give up. You keep, as Gloria said, keep sowing, keep saying, keep believing, and keep harvesting.
Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. George and I will be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.